Back to your texts and calls in just a moment. We need to talk, yes, more cricket, but BBL this time around. As we know, next Tuesday, Manuka Oval is where it all begins. Playing for the Sydney Thunder yet again, sharing duties, of course, with his state team in Sheffield Shield, which is the South Australian Redbacks. I'm pleased to say that Nathan McAndrew is on the line. Morning, Nathan.
Morning, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Matt, thanks for your time. Another season ahead. Dig into BBL in just a sec, but congratulations on the win in Sheffield Shield. So it must have been good to get that one, and a good performance too from yourself and your fellow bowlers in that one.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a really well-deserved win, I think, from all the boys, the players and the coaches. It's sort of been a bit of a challenging year. Start to the season in the red ball picture. We've been doing really well in the white ball comp, but hadn't quite had the results that we wanted in the red ball tournament so far. And yeah, it was just a really, really clinical team performance, to be honest, led by Jake Weatherald and Nathan McSweeney in the first innings. And then, yeah, as you said, it was just a really good all-round bowling effort by Brendan Doggett, Wes Agar and myself. It was great to contribute.
And it's funny, isn't it? It moves South Australia, moves you guys up to mid-table, and you were fifth before the match, so you finally get that win. And it's just, it's amazing how quickly things can turn around with a victory in the Shield.
Yeah, absolutely. It was pretty amazing to see how much we jumped up that table after that result. So, yeah, it's obviously pretty exciting times. Obviously, Western Australia are sort of pinata ahead in front. But there's a lot to play for in that Shield tournament after Christmas. There's we've got a couple of teams that are struggling at the moment, and we head up to the Gabba. That's always a wicket that's probably conducive to getting a result. So yeah, I mean a couple of good wins after Christmas, and you never know, you might find yourself in the final.
So you got your South Australian Shield kit, I take it, and you've got your red ball focus over there, and then all of a sudden you swing back into BBL and you pull out the Sydney Thunder kit. How do you operate, mate? Do you seriously just have two separate kits for your two separate gigs?
Yeah, absolutely. It's two separate kits, and the helmet and the pads are obviously a different colour, so they just stay in the kit. And then, when it comes time, you just got to transfer all the bats and gloves and spikes over to the other kit. And it was a pretty quick turnaround, to be honest. We got back from Tassie, I think it was Sunday night, from memory. We had some exit meetings with the group Monday, just to before everyone goes their separate ways for BBL, and then flew back to Sydney on Tuesday. So it happens pretty quickly. The schedule's pretty jam packed these days. So it's good to be back in Sydney, and just can't wait to get BBL underway.
Yeah, all cricketers these days, I mean, and across the board, are used to red ball one week and white ball perhaps the next. But the transition from one state, essentially, to this group of Sydney Thunder, which you're so used to as well, is it different coming back into different scenarios, back into players that you've been so used to for so long, or do you just pick it up and get moving again?
I think it's pretty easy these days, to be honest. I've been at the Thunder now for a number of years, and we've had a pretty consistent group now for a while. There's always a couple of guys come and go, but the core group's all pretty similar, to be fair. So it just feels like, I went into training yesterday for a gym and saw all the boys, and it was just great to see everyone. So, I think we've got a really good family environment here at the Thunder, and everyone, genuinely gets along. I think you'd probably say that even if you didn't. That's probably the old cliche, but it is a really enjoyable group, so it's pretty easy to sort of just assimilate back into.
We've been speaking, Nathan, about how much cricket is too much. I mean, for somebody like me, I could watch it all day, every day, and those that play it will do exactly the same. But when you look ahead to the BBL season, there's 61 matches, obviously not for you, but 61 matches across the competition ahead of you. Does it feel like a grueling time ahead, especially for an all-rounder like yourself, somebody who's going to do the heavy lifting on both ends?
I was scrolling through our schedule the other day and trying to find a day off where it wasn't a training or a travel day or a game day, and there weren't too many mixed in there. So, look, it is going to be a bit of a war of attrition. There's a lot of travel and playing and not much turturnaround time. So it's, that's one of the challenges of BBL. It's just being able to decompress after a game and be able to move on to the next one, because you've often got another game in 2 days. So it is a challenge, but it's just such an enjoyable time of the year as well. So I'm looking forward to just having to bowl four overs instead of some of these 25-over days that we're doing in red ball cricket as well. So just really excited, to be honest.
Do you have a go-to for how you stop, pause, and refresh? Is there something that you do?
I wouldn't say I've got any set routine. A few of the boys don't dislike tipping a little glass of red wine in after a game. There's a bit of a wine club going around, which is, I think, a really good way to just, you know, relax after a game as well. I think, you know, obviously recovery is really important, but at the same time, you know, it's nice to just come together as a group after the game and, you know, just still have that time together regardless whether it's a good win or a bad loss sort of thing. So you just try to leave that, you know, at the ground and when you get back to the hotel, have a nice quiet drink with the boys and then move on. You wake up the next day and it's all done. Whether it was a great win or a bad loss, you just move on to the next one.
And what about the squad itself? Obviously, there's a lot of noise, mate, around Davey Warner, and he's going to be part of this squad. Talk to me about having big, big-time players like that in your squad and big impact players as well.
Yeah, he's obviously one of the best in the world. So to have him back in the Big Bash is just going to be, you know, so exciting for the fans and for the entire competition to have someone like Dave Warner back in the competition. So yeah, I'm very excited that he's on our team and we don't have to bowl to him. Really excited to have him back. And as you said, he's just a match winner up the top of the order. So I'm pretty sure we've got, you know, one of Alex Hales or David Warner for the entire tournament. I think, you know, when Alex goes to another tournament, that's when Davey gets back. So, to have an absolute match winner up the top of our order is going to be a huge weapon for us.
Yeah, and as you've seen, he's angry at the moment. So when he gets to you guys, he might well truly unleash on the world, which, like you say, when you're on his side is a good thing. Just finally, what do you have to do to get further than last year? So knocked out by the Strikers in the qualifier. What do the Sydney Thunder do this time around in BBL to go the whole distance?
Yeah, it's a good question. Look, we've probably asked that question of ourselves the last 3 years in a row, to be fair. We've sort of made the quarter and the semi-final, sort of always finishing that third or fourth spot and haven't quite been able to get through to the main dance. But I think it's just more of the same of what we've been doing and sort of trusting the processes we've been putting in over the years. I think we've got a really exciting group of players and a lot of our younger players as well are starting to come of age and really perform. We saw that last year, so I just think it's, you know, you've got to be in it to win it. So you've got to get yourself into a good position to have a run at those finals. But I think, you know, the brand of cricket that we were starting to play last year under Trevor Bayliss, I think was a really exciting brand of cricket. And I think we've just got to continue to trust that process. And I think things will change. So I'm really excited.
All starts next Tuesday, Manuka Oval against the Melbourne Stars. Nathan, best of luck. Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries, Matt. Thanks for having me.